The rain today didn't stop almost 2,000 people from joining the march to support the Daniel Morcombe Foundation. The marchers dressed in red, the same colour as the shirt Daniel wore when he disappeared 8 years ago. Daniel's father, Bruce Morcombe, says the march raises awareness for an important cause.
I think it's very much about making a statement that kids have rights and crimes against children in modern Australia are just not tolerated.
Queensland Premier Anna Bligh joined the walk to show her support. She says the state government has appointed Bruce and Denise Morcombe as child safety ambassadors. In this role, the couple will visit state schools around Queensland to educate children about safety.
It's very powerful to have them talking to children and families in schools. But for them, it means they're reliving constantly something that's very deeply painful for them. But their determination and their strength is an inspiration for all of us.
Bruce and Denise Morcombe will introduce a 4-point child safety plan into state school curriculums as early as next year. One goal of the program is to create a universal distress signal for children to use if they're feeling unsafe. Bruce Morcombe says it's about ensuring children are more aware.
What we wanted is a very simple thing, and that is when a child returns home from school at 3 o'clock, they have added tools on how to keep safe than when they arrived at school at 9.
It's been a very hard year for the Morcombe family. In August, Daniel's remains were found in bushland on the Sunshine Coast. Police have arrested and charged 42-year-old Brett Peter Cowan with Daniel's murder. He is currently awaiting trial. Queensland Police Commissioner Bob Atkinson says he's glad they've finally been able to give the family some answers.
It's a sad answer. It's not the answer we would have liked to give them, but probably as each year has gone by, our hopes of finding Daniel alive have faded.
Bruce and Denise Morcombe say the support from the community has been overwhelming.
There are 200 different events right around the country. Every state has something happening, and we have something like 2,000 schools registered right around the country that are engaged in some form of child safety message today.
Daniel's older brother, Dean Morcombe, agreed it's great to see so many people supporting the foundation, but he says it's hard to comprehend.
But it's still kind of weird seeing a lot of people coming out for the reason for my brother, I suppose, but in the end it's something good has come out of a bad situation.
Funds raised at events across the country today will be donated to the Daniel Morcombe Foundation.